Bonjour, Canada. I am your queen. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Splendid.
Hello. That doesn't sound like the Queen at all, does it? Well, it's a happy day. My grandson will be giving birth at some point. Actually, it's his wife, but, you know, that's how it goes. It's CITR Exploding Head Movies. It's up next.
with yet another song from the forthcoming After Dark 2 compilation, which is the sequel to the Italians Do It Better Landmark compilation from 5 years ago. That was the Chromatics with Cherry, occasionally known as Main Fix. And of course, the Chromatics have had a busy year already on their own. They released the double album Kill for Love, a fantastic bit of music. They also released a mix of unreleased songs, and there's apparently a 17-minute jam floating out there, something new that way. Johnny Jewel being a music machine that way. So for this Mingling Monday here, you are now tuned into Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here found on UBC's exam-cramming community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM here in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland, wherever you pick up our frequency. You can always find us on the web at CITR.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be checking what crib notes and formula you've written on your palms here. Remember to leave your cell phones off until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487, and you can email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. You can always use Facebook, Twitter, I am just 100air. There's Tumblr. I believe the password controversy of the past 24 hours has been abated, but be careful. Otherwise, this week I did promise something involving 50 years of James Bond, but a combination of work deadlines and the advent of December festivities, the little Christmases, and actually Advent itself, means we're going to have a whole bunch of long songs here, and include Godspeed You Black Emperor, a song I've been wanting to play for quite some time, but since the show here is always jammed to the gills, setting aside 20 minutes to do something like that, well, it has arisen now. Otherwise, we got some Sonic Youth, and then some Alphabet Head. Meanwhile, in the background here, this comes off a vinyl I finally received, waiting to come from Europe, even though this comes from a Toronto Music Library collection. So, this is Harry Forbes with Remote Control, and this is off the Tomorrow's Achievements, the Perry Music Library 1976 to 1986 compilation. So, I've played some of the past from the MP3s I received or purchased. But yeah, at some point, we'll bring the vinyl in and enjoy it that way. Meanwhile, we're going to focus on a couple acts playing the Biltmore this week. Moon Duo is the duo of Ripley Johnson and Sine Yamada from Wooden Ships. And this album, Circles, was recorded in their home of Blue River, Colorado. And they're going to be playing this Friday, December 7th, at the Biltmore. So, from their album, Circles, which takes its name from a Ralph Waldo Emerson essay from 1841, this is Moon Duo with Sleepwalker here on Exploding Head Movies. We'll be right back.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Bye.
playing this Thursday, December 7th, at the Biltmore Cabaret. Their name translates as from Spanish as Bulletproof. That was the Anti-Balas Afrobeat Orchestra with Dirty Money, and that's off of, I think it's their first album, on the Daptone label. Just came out a couple weeks ago. It's called, simply, Anti-Balas. Meanwhile, in the background here, this is Tim Hecker with Sketch 7, off of last year's Dropped Pianos album, follow-up to Rave Death, 1972. And he actually does have a new album out now with Daniel Lopatin, who we better known from One-O-Trix, Point Never. And together they have a little something called Instrumental Tourist. Hopefully that's something I'm able to pick up sooner rather than later, but time permits, and whatever actually flies my way. If you do have your own music, or you know music that we should be playing here, always just drop us an email, or drop us a line through Facebook or Mixcloud. Mixcloud seems to be the popular way to go right now, at least based on activity I'm seeing. Otherwise, hopefully for those of you who do have the time, with the 15th annual Vancouver European Film Festival going on right now, or I believe at 8:10, there's going to be the Finnish documentary about the sound, and it's called Steam of Life, airing, or screening as it were. That's something I wish I could check out, but of course I am here at CITR 101.9 FM. Sata nolla yks piste yhdeksän, jos mä puhun suomen sulle. Meanwhile, tomorrow at the Railway Club, it's been 13 weeks, but the finals for Shindig are underway. So it'll be Teapot Hill, Greenback High, and Praying for Greater Portland. So that will be tomorrow, Tuesday, December 4th. The Railway doors at 9. Show starts at 9:45. And stick around for Ben Lai. And then jokes for beer at that point. All right, you are listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I got a little lineup, a little something here, even though there isn't really a fall-on theme for today, aside from longer songs. There has been one recent passing in the TV world that should be marked, which we will after this here on CITR.
What's going on, listeners? On December 6th, the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women is asking you to take a stand.
In remembrance of that fatal day back in 1989, we ask you to stop by the sub and light a candle for the victims who died that day. They'll be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for more information, please visit students.ubc.ca/access/women.
As a human rights issue, the effort to end violence against women becomes a government's obligation, not just a good idea.
With one of the three or four themes, although the best one that we know, from the 60s sitcom I Dream of Jeannie, that was Hugo Montenegro with the theme, which appears effectively on any television theme soundtrack compilation worth its salt. This one off of the TVT's 1985 release, Television's Greatest Hits of the 50s and 60s. And originally, Richard Bess made a theme, or made the original sort of jazzy theme while I Dream of Jeannie was still in black and white, but apparently the producers didn't like it, so they called on Mr. Montenegro to help out, although eventually there were additional themes for I Dream of Jeannie. A story of a genie found on an island by an astronaut, and the genie was played by Barbara Eden, and the astronaut, Harry Nelson, was played by Larry Hagman, who sadly passed away on November 23rd, after dealing with complications from yet another type of cancer, although he already had massive liver problems that were always referred to in The Simpsons and whatnot. But Larry Hagman, we best know as J.R. Ewing on the TV series Dallas. A late-night soap that originally broadcast as a little miniseries in 1978, but based on the popularity of Mr. Hagman, and along with all the other bits of the Ewing family feuding there on, oh god, it's South Fork, I think is the name of the place, but at the very least, a palatial Texas oil family. And from the background, actually, right now we're listening to is John Parker, one of the main people who scored the earlier parts of Dallas. And this is a, what do you call JR's theme? The subtitle of Vintage Swine, which fit in with sort of Hagman's portrayal of JR as sort of the smiling anti-hero. He wasn't really a big fan of the character at first, but in time, he basically just learned to relish everything that the character could do wrong. He was effectively in every episode of Dallas from 1978 until the early 90s, then a couple sort of reunion shows, and then he actually appeared on the reboot that happened, and I think they're going to work around that in some way. But at this point, when we listen to some music from Dallas, we're actually going to listen to the famous Gerald Immel theme, although that was re-recorded almost every year, just to sort of whatever how the style was at the time. And then we're going to listen to something, well, a couple sort of like related tracks based on the enthusiasm that everyone had for Dallas. So we're going to start off one of the best ringtones you can ever get. Here's Gerald Immel with the main theme from Dallas here at CITR on 1.9 FM here in Vancouver.
It's shining now on you.
I see a new star in the heavens for us tonight. I've been waiting for you most of my life.
Now that we're together and we're where we belong, I can't help but wonder why. Why did it take so long? Sometimes it takes too much time to find the right one to say, I wanna make you mine.
I turn around and get lost in the love that you give to me.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30, that is Pacific Standard Time.
Why do the people all hate him so? And why they shot him, I'll never know. He's the star of the picture show, JR. Besides, he's just trying to get ahead. Oh, Lord, please tell me he can't be dead, JR. Not my hero. Like a Texas rattler, he would coil, molested the women and stole the cartel oil. But with two quick shots, he got foiled, JR. Stop picking on that man in a Stetson hat. He's just trying to run a business now. What's wrong with that? Shot him, that's obvious and all, but she's been drinking again and she couldn't hit a wall. Bobby and Pam, they have reasons for sure, but I think both of them would just be too pure. That Friday night he was working late. The night the old boy was to meet his fate, there was a lot of hate in that 38 for JR. Two shoes done blowed him away. Well, we'll see what them Hollywood writers have to say for JR. But you can't be sure of his demise. Who knows where the real truth lies? One thing's for sure, we all love to despise JR. Good old JR. Now let's produce this thing here. Cliff Barnes, he promised to do JR. So did Vaughn Leland, his banker and ex-friend. Little Lucy's no angel like you think she'd be. And Alan Beam, he seems pretty darn suspicious to me. I wonder if it's Ray, but has he got a reason? We won't know that till sometime next season. But if it's a case of jaded love, Kristen could have done it, that poor Saul Duff. She got a shot. J.R.
It was little John. You see, he was a midget, and he crawled up the stairs of that office building.
Don't be silly.
It was him.
My fellow Americans, I would like to tell you who I think it was. I think it was Ronald Reagan or John Anderson. Or John Anderson or Ronald Reagan.
Indecision, indecision.
No, man, it was Howard Cosell. Because he was the most hated man on TV. The JR come along, it had to be Howard Cosell.
Friends, listen to me. I'll tell you who shot JR. Whoop, hallelujah. It was Satan or Fred Zimmerman. Oh, who did it? I can't wait until September. I gotta know now.
Who shot JR? Was it you?
A lot of Dallas related ephemera there. So that set started off with Gerald Immel. I forget exactly who the performers are, but at this point, if it's been the theme's been recorded 20 times, yeah, that can get a little bit of a messy, but that was the main theme from Dallas there. Then we heard an interesting country pairing there. We heard Crystal Gayle, best known for songs that don't make my brown eyes blue. And then there was Gary Morris, who actually wrote the original song, The Wind Beneath My Wings, that Bette Midler covered. And that was the two of them together with Making Up for Lost Time, subtitled The Dallas Lover Song. And this was an album that came out in 1985 through the production company that releases Dallas. Dealt Dallas, I was about to say, but that, yeah, whatever. The very least, it was a Dallas, the music story, tells an album based on inspired by the characters, relationships, and events from the television series. It's a Lorimar television production, so obviously it was Lorimar that did that. And it features a whole bunch of other artists either impersonating some of the characters on the series or then telling tales about the characters. And I bet The Dallas Lovers was about Bobby and Pamela Ewing. And right now my twang came back. I don't know why. And then we closed off with one of the novelty numbers that came out in the summer of 1980. And that was Radio DJ. I think he was based in Cincinnati at WLW. That was another Gary. That was Gary Burbank with Who Shot JR. And that was from his 1980 single, which features a lot of the other voices that this radio personality had. His original name was Billy Purser, but he changed his name to Gary Burbank in honor of Gary Owens, host and regular on Rowan and Martin's Laughing, of course, broadcasting from beautiful downtown Burbank, and the voice of the original Space Ghost. And that appeared on the Ovation label. So, background, this is John Parker, again, with his take on the main theme from Dallas. A little bit more of a twangy, jazzy feel here, and this comes off of last year's Dallas original TV soundtrack album. And this was all in honor of Larry Hagman. J.R. Ewing passed away at the age of, was it 91? 81. So close. He was a Swede in the end, which is kind of funny. And his wife, I think, designed hot tubs as well, too. But quite the character. Everything I read eulogizing him, history-wise, fantastic man. He lived the perfect life and tried to keep things off kilter. Anyways, it is about 10 after 8 here in Pacific Time Zone. You are listening to Exploding Hen Boogies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at citr.ca. My name is Gak, and for the next 20 minutes, we are going to be blessed by the latest sounds from Montreal's Godspeed You Black Emperor, who snuck out an album release in October, their first new album since, I believe it was 2002's Yankee OXU. And this was something that they just released on a merch table after a show in Massachusetts. However, this song actually had been kicking around for quite some time. Live, it was known as Albanian because it actually refers to one of the former generals from the Bosnian Serb army during the Balkan Wars in the early 90s. So, this is Godspeed You Black Emperor, and off their latest album, Alleluia, Don't Bend, Ascend. This is Melodic, here on CITR Vancouver.
His arms outstretched. With his arms outstretched. Okay. Can you get him? Do you see him?
No.
Shoot.
Hang on.
With his arms outstretched.
So there, in just under 20 minutes of its glory, that was Godspeed You Black Emperor with Melodic off their latest album, Hallelujah, Don't Bend, Ascend. And for a band that doesn't give much in the way of interviews and really sort of holds on to their ideals and whatnot, they have a great interview in The Guardian out of the UK from October when the album came out, talking about why they'd come back, dealing with things like the Quebec student protests and the reasons politically that they believe, and everything on the musical side of things as well too. Totally well worth a read when you get a chance. In the background we have a little bit more Perry Music Library stuff here, but this actually is off a vintage album from 1985. This is from the Videotech 4 compilation. This is Andrew Grossart and Paul Williams here. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver here. A show that appears earlier on Mondays is This Fantastic Bit with your host, Chris Horrific.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers! What a rush!
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
All right, from one long, noisy song to another, although this one only will be about 13 minutes. I'm Gak here. This is Exploding Head Movies. And back in April 2011, I did do a full profile. Well, as full a profile as I could get without playing the entire thing on Sonic Youth soundtrack to last year's French film Simon Vernet a Disparu. And if those of you who are on the podcast, you can always dig up Exploding Head Movies episode number 62 to listen to a selection of things there. But this song is something of theirs I did want to play then, but again, based on the length, we set the time aside this week to share it with you finally. So, what we will do, as I juggle everything around here, we are going to listen to Thème d'Alice. But this story about Simon Vernet, without going into a full recap of what the film's like, it just sort of deals with sort of like suburban kids at a French high school, and doesn't really sort of go into a soap operatic thing, but it does deal with the situation of, yeah, someone disappearing. Was it a kidnapping or something like that? And it actually gets into sort of Euro-style explorations as opposed to some sort of like road trip thriller thing. Anyways, with any further adieu, this is Sonic Youth with Thème d'Alice here on Exploding Head Movies. From the soundtrack to last year's film Simon Renard a Disparu. On Band Original, that was Sonic Youth with Tim Dalis. In the background, this is E. Grace with Voler. Off the 1998 album Exotic Themes for Films, Radio, and TV. I believe this was a re-release of something. Of course, now I'm just working off the top of my head now. Actually, it's work of Italian musician Silvano Cimenti from the 70s. But this is re-released. Yeah, this is originally off of the Volume 3 of Egress, 1975. But yeah, there's a compilation out through Plastic Records from 1988. And that's Exotic Themes for Films, Radio, and TV. Themes that this radio show, Exploding Head Movies, takes care of in as best as fashion it can. As long songs go, I was hoping to get some of the new Scott Walker from Bish Bosh out. Looks like some of the guys from Breakfast with the Browns had some luck with that, but hopefully in the coming weeks I can get something like that for you. New Young and Crazy Horse. There's a 27-minute song on the latest album, Psychedelic Pill. But we only have about 10 minutes left, and we have a couple songs to deal with here, so one album that has been re-released in the past week or so is Massive Attack's debut, Blue Lines. And this song is one of the great ones off of it. So, representing Bristol prior to trip hop and all that, this is going to be Massive Attack with Unfinished Sympathy here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. We'll be right back. Great to see those experiments with hip-hop from other cultures. Of course, you think what actually developed from them trip-hop as it became two-step, grime, dubstep. So yeah, their album just got remastered through Virgin. It was Massive Attack, originally from 1991, with Unfinished Sympathy. In the background, this is the Alan Ainsworth Orchestra with the Cold It's March theme for a 1972 or 1973 British TV series about the war and the Germans. But you can easily find this on the Easy Project 2, House of Loungecore. And guess what? That's about it for this relatively streamlined but kind of beefy version of Exploding Head Movies. Coming up in about 5 minutes' time or so, it is the Jazz Show with Kevin Walker. The Jazz Show with Kevin Walker. I can say it faster. The Jazz Show with Kevin Walker. Yes, 9 o'clock. It'll lead you through some of the best jazz music you'll have. 3 hours until midnight, once our overnight programming picks up. And then Pacific Pickin, 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, when people come back live to the board here. If you missed any of this week's episode, you can just grab the podcast via CITR.ca on your computer or mobile device. You can always search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies or all of CITR's fine programming. CITR is on Facebook, it is on Twitter, as is Exploding Head Movies in separate ways. I'm also on Tumblr, Mixcloud, Google Plus. At some point, I wish they could have a friendly URL structure, but we'll let it go for the time being, just in a little streamlined format. But there's always email, radiofreegack@gmail.com, and you can get in touch with me. Next week, as promised, what you were expecting this week, that would be 50 years of James Bond. So we're going to take a look at the first Bond film soundtrack, and that will be John Barry and Monty Norman fighting for supremacy in Dr. No, and then Thomas Newman for his work in Sam Mendes's interpretation, which is Skyfall. We're going to close things off here with a bit of New Zealand hip-hop post-punk dubstep. Again, sort of continuing with the theme of cultures adopting other cultures' music. And Alphabet Head is out of Wellington, out of Wellywood, and he's their champion hip-hop DJ, but he does a whole bunch of turntable stuff and tea drinking as well, too. So from his 2006 album, Electricity, which he posted on his site, this is Alphabet Head with Put Me in That Cauldron. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Stay warm, stay dry, and stay noggin. Make sure there's a little bit of something in that egg for your noggin. Take care.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer www.citr.ca. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show live from CITR.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.